The following program is produced and furnished in conjunction with Kevin Stanfield and Claude Jennings, who are entirely responsible for its content. Sorry, guys, you are on your own. This is the Federal Football Report, a weekly wrap-up of all things burgundy and gold. The Federal Football Report on Federal News Radio. Here are your hosts, Kevin Stanfield and Claude Jennings.
Ladies and gentlemen, at the time that we're recording this at 5:02 p.m. on Sunday afternoon, I'd like to pronounce the Redskins season dead.
Call it.
It's all over. It's over, folks.
Yeah,
Redskins season, it's over. 40-16 loss to the New York Giants at FedEx Field. A very empty FedEx Field, by the way. But yeah, we'll have more on that later. Or maybe we won't have more on that later.
Maybe
we just won't talk about that at all. 40-16 loss to the New York Giants. The Washington Redskins fall to 6-7 on the season. The Giants 5-8. It's interesting because the Giants start the season 1-7. And now just one game back from being third place in the NFC East after beating the Redskins again at FedEx Field 40-16. It's the Federal Football Report on Federal News Network. I'm Claude Jennings. He's Kevin Stanfield. And as custom, we have Rodney Henderson on the phone, who's our Giants insider. Rodney, just real quick, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful.
Okay, that's enough.
Yeah, we'll have more
from Rodney later.
I will say that someone around here, like the phone lines weren't working, and it was looking like we weren't going to have Rodney on. And you know, I didn't want Rodney to think we did it on purpose, right? You know, because we love Rodney around here, but you know, hey, you know, cooler heads prevail. We got the phones
exactly.
Up.
Rodney's we get the
here.
Phones up to get Rodney on.
You know, we deserve it.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
We deserve it.
Listen, 40-16 loss, and we'll get Rodney's thoughts on this. Kevin will share his thoughts. And what really was a lack of effort, I feel, from the team. Now, let's just start from the beginning. And I want to talk about the fact that Adrian Peterson gets the first two carries of the game.
Yes.
I couldn't be happier about that.
Right.
First carry, I think he got maybe 1 yard.
Yep.
That's fine. We'll take that. The next carry, about 4 to 5 yards. That's why you do that.
Right.
Mark Sanchez throws a pass. I forget. I think it might have been to Jamison Crowder.
First pass was to Jordan Reed.
Jordan Reed.
Right.
He drops it.
Hit him in the hands. It was like, tough catch. He gets paid millions of dollars a year.
He drops it.
Drops it.
This is what you need to do if you're going to have your third string quarterback, who last month wasn't even on the team.
Right, right.
If you're going to give him a shot to succeed, you've got to catch that
right.
pass.
Extra effort is what we need.
The second pass that Mark Sanchez threw hit Jamison Crowder.
In between the 8 and the 0.
Right between the 8 and the 0. Right. Ladies and gentlemen, he's number 80. So when you say between the 8 and the 0, that's right in the middle of
right
the chest.
There.
He drops it.
Drops it.
Third down.
Oh, wait a minute. They pay him millions of dollars a year to do that, too. Okay, go ahead.
His third pass.
Third pass.
Incomplete. Not his fault.
No. It was a drop. The third pass was, I have to look at the play-by-play and see if I can go back in time and remember. Was it a tight end? Maurice Harris.
What do you expect him to do? I mean, I get it. You couldn't generate any offense. So Josh Johnson comes in. But... what do you expect Sanchez to do?
Yeah, a lot happened between those things.
You have to get off to like the pick six. You have to get off to a better start if you're the, and you got to help the third string quarterback. What's that all about?
It was a surprising lack of preparation. I'm thinking that, you know, this team has gotten soft, man. Remember a few years back, they cried that they needed a practice bubble. Although, you know, they've been playing football in this town for 80 years without a bubble.
The weather is too severe.
Yeah, you know, and they acted like they were too cold. It's December in D.C. They were cold. Yeah. I don't know what was up. There's no logical explanation for this.
By the way, and I said this before, it was about 2 years ago. I went to the, was it a Monday night? Or maybe a Sunday night game against the Packers, and it was freezing outside, and it's windy. The cheerleaders still out there doing their thing.
Oh, yeah.
The cheerleaders were out there today doing their thing.
Probably.
They bring their A game when it's cold.
You should have thrown to them. They would
exactly.
have caught it. Yeah, but you know, it's mind-boggling, really, because you knew what was on the line, and that's what worried me the most, right? When you know what's on the line, they never seem like they're ready.
And you talked about this last week, when it's a do or die, when something's on the line, as of late, not since the RG3 season of 2012, have we seen this team come through in the clutch when they needed something to happen.
Now, on the flip side of this, let me...
Because, again, they weren't out the division at the start of this game.
No.
I mean, they still aren't, but after today's performance, how can you think that they are? But they weren't out of things.
The announcers used the term playoff playoff implications, but the last I heard from the announcers, they were saying something like...
Say what? Don't you think it's like, child?
So Rodney, what I want to know from
Rodney
you is,
we should do a giant show. Go ahead, Rodney. It's a giant show.
No, I'm asking this question that he could take over. When you heard that Odell Beckham was out of the game,
that the Giants put up 40 points and Odell Beckham Jr. wasn't even playing.
But from the Giants' perspective, how did you think that they were going to handle that? Because sometimes less is more. How did you think the Giants were going to handle that?
Well, I thought that next man, the mentality, just like they were saying on the game, just like, this is, the season's not over and the next man up and this is not a losing season. We're going to play with like we want to win. So when I heard the news, I was like, okay, is he making another business decision, like he didn't catch the pass on the onside kick? So I don't know. I don't know if he really hurt or is he, you know, faking or whatever. I don't want to question his effort. You know, just like he said, you should never question his effort. But it was kind of tough. I was like, okay, well, there's a fighter chance that the Redskins will be able to pull off. They're going to, you know, put 8-9 men in the box for Saquon, but I guess it didn't work with Saquon. It was Saquon today.
They need 80 or 90 men in the box today. I was kind of curious because I kind of felt it was bad for Washington when they announced that ODB wasn't going to be there because I thought it was going to be a letdown. I thought they were going to feel relieved, and I was absolutely right. They were just going to like act like they had this now. They don't have to worry about this. Mm-hmm. And it was almost like they didn't practice. There was no preparation for this game. I mean, absolutely not. This was embarrassing. This was an embarrassment. I don't see how the unemployment office isn't like overpopulated. I really don't.
So Kevin's ready to fire everybody. Rodney.
Everybody.
So here's the thing.
Rodney, you fired too.
What do you think has been the turnaround for the Giants? Because if I'm not mistaken, this is what, the fifth straight win for the team? Fifth straight win?
Fourth straight win.
Yeah,
because we lost against Philadelphia.
Yeah, lost to Philly.
Should have won
that.
Right, you could be looking at 6, and you could be tied with the Redskins right now.
Right,
after a 1-7 start.
Exactly.
So, what do you think the turnaround has been?
Schedule and just doing basic football, run the football, give it to your best players. You know, like everybody say, we try to, you know, make it cute in football or whatever. It's just give it to the best players who could make the plays, and pose your will. You know, simple as that, football, but. I guess everybody buying in. Odell, he came out and said, I think we could run the tables. And I guess everybody put the chips in and follow. I guess he's a leader. I guess Saquon is the leader, not Odell. Saquon is, as a rookie, he's very humble and they just say, hey, we don't believe this is a losing season. We think you can run the table and we're going to play to win. You know, so it's all about mindset and effort. You know, you can't get down, even though we started, 1-7?
Yeah.
1-7, you just keep on chipping away, one game at a time, one game at a time, one player at a time. And you play together as a team and just try to see what happens. But just like you guys said in the beginning, the drop pass didn't help out Sanchez in the beginning. And momentum-wise and confidence-wise didn't play out for the Redskins. So the drops were crucial, and two, the confidence of the team couldn't, you know, get anything going after that. And then after that, it just spiral out of control.
Hey, you know, I was on the way in here to watch the game. I listened to the radio broadcast. Sonny Jurgensen is about 90 years old. And he doesn't say a whole lot in the broadcast.
No, not a lot.
But he was very vocal today. And after the third drop, he said, they're going to mess around and give the Giants some confidence, right? Mm-hmm. You know, out of the blue. And I said, you know what? Because early, it was You know, it looked like a toss-up. It looked like the Redskins' defense was going to be able to keep the Giants in check. And it's a fact, if you hit Eli early, that he'll fold up early.
Absolutely. And that was an early sack, by the way.
Yeah, but he got over it, and he realized what he should do. Well, let me get the ball into the hands of these young guys, right, you know. I get the ball in the hand of these young players, and that's what I heard the announcers. And I don't usually listen to the announcers, right? Because usually they're wrong.
Yeah, Rodney, have you ever watched a game with Kevin? He watches the game, but he turns the sound down so he can't hear what's going on because he wants to just judge.
I can see what's going on. I'm old school. I remember the days when the refs didn't have microphones and you used to have to know what those hand signals meant, right? You know, that's me. I said, but why they had to do the signals now when they could just tell people, you know, hold it, right? Why they gotta do the fake, you know, why they gotta do all the signals and stuff? Yeah, I'm old school. I don't need to hear all that, right? But the announcer said something about Saquon. He said that it seems like the two people he admired most in life are Barry Sanders, who is like his idol, his rushing style, and his demeanor, and Eli Manning. Mm-hmm. And he tied it together by saying what he admired most about Barry. He didn't say anything about his style. He said he admired the fact that when he scored a touchdown, he just handed the ball to the ref because, like, that was his job.
Right.
You know, it wasn't
touchdown.
Like he expected to score a touchdown, right? So he's not surprised when he gets into the end zone. Right. And this team, they showed a lot of character. The Giants have shown a lot of character.
Absolutely.
This year.
Look. When the season is all but over, it takes a lot of character to continue to play and to try to build momentum. Rodney, I wanted to ask you though, because Kevin made mention to, no, you made mention to actually, I think the, Odell Beckham Jr., business decision to not go for the ball on an onside kick. What did you think about that?
I just no place in football. Just like you said, with the drops, they're getting paid millions of dollars. And when you, call in the hands team, which are receivers who are the best catchers on a football team. That's what they're supposed to be in.
Right.
And then you get placed in a position to perform, and you decide to come on up. I know you're coming off an injury, but that could have sealed the game.
Right.
If you come out and say in public, if you're going to point the finger and say, okay, the team need to get rid of Eli or the team need an offensive line, well, you need to say, well, that's my fault. I lost that game. I didn't hear anything. All I heard was questioning my effort. So I just don't like that. As a young player, you know, he just going to have to mature a little bit. But he made a business decision like, well, I'm not going to go down. I'm not going to hurt myself. It's not worth it. But he should have said, okay, well, let me put myself on the line, you know, and to put myself out there and sacrifice for the team. Because it's not just about me, you know, and my sets in one hand and catches. It's about the team Giants, you know. So I just feel like, you know, a lot of people miss that. A lot of people are not talking about that.
Yeah, you know, but the Giants being one of the, like, founding organizations in the NFL, everybody, the whole league watches what happens in New York. And, you know, they've been through a tumultuous couple of years, like all that stuff with Eli Apple before. Mm-hmm. And the thing about, and with Eli, people saying Eli's washed up, the controversy by people saying that they shouldn't have gotten Barkley, they shouldn't have got one of these quarterbacks, right? And you haven't heard any of those people talking lately.
Yeah, no. No,
right?
Yeah.
But the fact, and the same thing happened in Dallas, right? The fact that the young players, it used to be Dez making all the noise in Dallas. And like Claude said all the time, you know, when Dez was crying about getting the ball, Dak would, as a rookie, would say, if Dez gets open, I'll throw it to him. You know? So the fact that these young guys are starting to take over and show a lot of character. I saw a great game today between the Ravens. I didn't watch all of it because I was busy watching this fiasco. But between, you know, I kept abreast of the Ravens and the Chiefs, and Mahomes, and then Lamar Jackson. I mean, you see the future of the league there, right? Mm-hmm. And the future of the league is bright because these guys competed. They competed hard, and that's what we're missing in Washington. Yeah. We're missing that competitive spirit.
Well, speaking of the future of the league and the young players, Saquon Barkley, 14 carries, 170 yards, one touchdown. Here's the thing.
Somebody turn off Claude's mic.
And look. One carry, sure, was for 79 yards, yeah, but you still got to count it because he got 79 yards,
yeah,
right?
Sure, yeah,
and
yeah, yeah.
It's just very interesting, though, when you look at the contributions, like you said, from the young players. I heard from the announcers earlier before the Redskins game that they said Adrian Peterson had a meeting with his team, the Redskins, and talked about the effort and said, look, I'm expecting to make the playoffs, and I'm going to go out here and I'm going to play like I'm going to make the playoffs. And you would think that that would have sparked some kind of effort from this team, from the leader, from the vet saying, hey, guys, the season's not over. We can still make the playoffs. Because he said it was because he didn't like the vibe and the feel in the locker room and some of the things that were being said in the locker room. And so I'm just thinking to myself, you know, vibe you can feel. But I'm like, what in the world was being said that he didn't like that caused Adrian Peterson, who normally isn't the most vocal guy, to speak out?
Well, you know, one thing, and I saw this, there's got to be some type of disconnect between the coaching staff and the players, because if you know that AP is one of your most productive weapons and you don't give him the ball, or you know mm-hmm. that he's one of the most dependable, and in crunch time, if it's 3rd and 2, he's coming off the field, right? There's got to be a disconnect, because players got to roll their eyes at that. And as far as the effort goes, you saw that. The first three plays, AP, he got 15 yards after being stopped for no gain on right. one of the play, and then right. they proceeded to stop doing it. They proceeded to stop doing it, you know. And you saw Sanchez was struggling, because when the game is not in doubt just because you're behind.
Right.
You know,
right.
in the first quarter. And it seems
going
like
down 7-0 in the first quarter.
Like
it was 7-0 in the first quarter.
And you remove the leader from the mix, right? The mm-hmm. vocal leader now mm-hmm. and the team leader, the athletic leader. And people can't agree with that, but they're not on the same page as we talked about last week. And it's the fruit showed today. It showed. I mean, this team is what they are. This is exactly what you see.
And again, Adrian Peterson, and you can say all you want about the game getting out of hand in the second quarter. And sure, it got tough in the second quarter, but it wasn't out of hand the entire second quarter. Adrian Peterson, just 10 carries for 16 yards.
All game long.
What are you doing? 10 carries.
Why do you have a running back on the roster?
Yeah, I mean, look, Josh Johnson, who only played late in the second half, or in the second half, 7 carries. He had almost as many as Adrian Peterson.
Yeah. And it seems like if they had watched what was happening on the other side of the field, they see, you know, productive running back can help you quite a bit.
No, absolutely. And try to find ways to get him the ball. And again, we talked about it. You can also help your quarterback by actually catching the ball when he throws it.
So let me ask Rodney this. What's the future look like for Eli now in New York? Do you think he has, like, redeemed himself? Do you think that things are coming together? You think they're, like, getting used to each other? Because this is not the same Eli I saw last year.
With Eli Manning, it's hard. But the future is, for Kyle LaLetta came in, and he didn't look good at all.
No.
Coming in. And for that to be said, I think they're going to try to talk to Eli Manning's agent, like, look, how much money do you want to come back next year? So we'll see, even though he started on a rocket start, but I guess Eli has to be a little bit more vocal. And it's like, look here, Odell, if you keep on saying anything, I'm going to cut your head. That's what he needs to do. So he could get control of the team or something.
Yeah, but, more of that head and shoulders money. Yeah, right.
Right. But it's been reports that they're talking about bringing Eli Manning back. So I hope so, because he's a quarterback that read defenses. He's his best at 2 minute drill. So that's what kind of quarterback you want. Not under pressure. Always know what the defense is. You just have to block for him and give him time to pass. If we could block for him and address the offensive line like we did this season, but it didn't work out because two of our starting offensive line we had this year are on another team, and mm-hmm. you saw what Jacksonville did, so that's another story.
Yeah.
But if we solidify the offensive line, maybe the future is bright. You could bring back Eli, because if we don't, I don't want to say that we like Mark Sanchez or Red.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting, because I was just sitting here thinking. I was thinking if they tell Eli, well, maybe we're going high in the draft, maybe not first round, unless there's a stud offensive lineman out there. because they had bad experience with drafting the offensive lineman in the first round before. But maybe get a good free agent, which is hard because most teams won't give up a good offensive lineman. But if they if they look at solidifying Sean Eli, they want to solidify the line, get him another stud receiver, and maybe you know, shore up the defense a little bit. Because I heard someone say today, and it hurt me, and because it was true. They said, look at Saquon Barkley, ladies and gentlemen, because the Redskins are going to see him for the next 10 years.
Right.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right.
Wow. And I tell you what, I mean, you know, and Eli seems to be the guy. You know, you put him in a decent situation, he's a good team guy. You know, you draft a guy in the third or fourth round who you think you can develop. And he seems to be the type of person who would, you know, train the next quarterback to kind of take over. And who knows? We'll see how that is. But anyway, we're going to talk Redskins, football coming up. In the next segment, we're going to hand out number one, our Stanfield player of the game. We'll see how that works out. And then also we're going to, do fake news or not. Something that's not fake news. Yeah, it's all over, baby. And then we're a Redskins show, but it's done. It's over. We're going to finish the season, though, right? Kevin, we'll finish the season.
Oh, yeah, we'll finish the season. We're going to the people.
Yeah, we shouldn't punish the people and not
really
do a show anymore because the Redskins don't want to play anymore.
Not our fault either.
Yeah, there you go. Coming up next on the Federal Football Report on Federal News Network.
Tell me anything, but it's over.
Say what?
Say it's over.
Don't you think a lying, child?
No, you're not lying.
It's the Federal Football Report on the Federal News Network, 1500 AM.
That ain't so.
Someone say it ain't so. Kevin Stanfield, Claude Jennings, Rodney Henderson on the phone. Our Giants insider. The Giants beat the Redskins 40-16. Week 14 already. I feel like the season just started. I feel like it was just yesterday that we had Rodney in studio, Jason in studio, and we're doing our predictions for the season.
Yeah.
Turning out quite differently than most of us thought. I think I picked the Giants to finish first in the division.
I picked them last.
Well, they may not finish first or last the way things are going.
There's still a shot. There's still a shot for them.
That's
right. Give them some confidence. Somebody look up the Giants' last three games, see what they got to do. Rodney, you know off the top of your head who they playing in the last three games?
I think it's Tennessee, Colts, and Cowboys.
That's going to be a good three games.
could end up finishing 8-8. Which, right, after starting 1-7 would be, you know, quite
great.
Yeah.
It's coach of the year material.
Quite the accomplishment there. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the segment that you love and that you know and that you love. It's time for fake news and not.
It's time for fake news or not.
Exactly what I just said. Yeah, three segments, three questions that I pass along to Kevin and Rodney for today, and they let me know whether it's fake news or whether it's not. Question or statement number one, Josh Johnson will be the starting quarterback for the Washington Redskins next week, making him the fourth starting quarterback all season long. Fake news or not, Kevin?
That's fake news, man. There's no way they cannot start Sanchez. That would be not only the end of his career as a starter. He wouldn't get another shot. He might have to, like, check into a facility or something. He just might be shot. There might be, like, post-traumatic New York Giants syndrome or something. You cannot not start him. Mm-hmm. You can start him and pull him after two series, but you cannot not start the guy because that's the guy you picked as your quarterback.
Right, Rodney. Fake news or not, Josh Johnson starting quarterback.
Fake news. I would say fake news is Josh Johnson cannot go back with Sanchez.
It's interesting. Well, it's interesting because, you know, Kevin asked a question, or we were talking about it. Why did they choose Sanchez in the first place? Apparently, he's familiar with some of the terminology with, I think, the offensive coordinator from some time in New York, something like that. There's some kind of ties where they just felt like it'd be easier for him to learn the technology, the terminology. Yeah. Than someone else. But they brought in five quarterbacks, including, of course, Sanchez, Josh Johnson, and a few others, and they said that they liked Sanchez's chances the best.
Sanchez knows what it means when they say duck.
Exactly. Statement number two for fake news or not. The Washington Redskins fall to 6-7. If the Eagles win, the Cowboys and the Eagles will be 7-6. If the Cowboys win, the Cowboys will be 8-5, and the Eagles will be 6-7, tied with the Redskins, which means the Redskins still aren't out of it. Hold out hope. Fake news or not.
Who you asking?
Kevin.
Oh, I think that says it all.
Okay. So Kevin says that that's fake news.
That's
that
fake
they
news,
are
man.
Out of
that's
it.
Fake news.
What do you got on that, Rodney?
Unless they call Shawnee Miller or Adrian Peterson to hold a meeting, then I'll say no, that's fake news too also.
Here's the thing. They've lost a number of quarterbacks. The defense is still the same, and that's where the problem is.
The Giants put up 40.
That's right.
Yeah.
And 31 in the first half. Right?
Exactly.
You know, they were cruise control in the second half.
Oh,
you know,
boy.
You know, so that is a problem. There's something happening there. I don't know what it is, but if the unemployment office is overly populated tomorrow, there's something wrong. Somebody has to get fired over that effort.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Why
and,
are you paying these?
They're going to come out and turn that and give you that kind of effort. Yeah, I'm with Kevin. I think that, yeah, that's fake news. Look, mathematically, sure, but there's plenty of teams who are still mathematically in it, but you know that it's just a matter of time before they're out. I think that the focus has to be on next year. Statement number three in this segment of fake news or not. With the season, as we just deemed, all but over, it's time to go ahead and sit down Trent Williams. Maybe not rush Adrian Peterson as much as you normally would, because there's no point, and especially with Jordan Reed, getting anybody hurt and not carrying over to next season. Fake news or not, Kevin?
That's news. It's interesting to see what they want to do with Adrian Peterson, because he is without a doubt to me the most valuable player on this team. He looks like he has a good shot of being the NFL comeback player of the year.
Absolutely.
And you know, it depends on what he wants to do with the rest of his career. It's on a 1-year deal, and mm-hmm. he can provide like some valuable skills and veteran leadership to a bunch of teams around the league, like a Seattle or even a Kansas City team, a Cowboy team.
Right,
needs a good solid backup for Dak. You know, so there are plenty of teams. The Patriots. There are plenty of teams
that
can use talent like that. So as far as Trent goes, yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, the man's a warrior and all that. And you know, no matter if he doesn't play another game, they're still going to elect him to the Pro Bowl.
Right.
So it might be time. You know, to. They might just have to play him out of necessity, because whoever was playing the guard today, I never heard of this dude, right? You know, you know, so yeah, that's news. That might be a good idea.
What do you got on that, Rodney? Fake news or not for time to sit down Trent Williams, Adrian Peterson, and the rest of the crew?
I say that's fake news. They're professionals. You got to let them play. Got to let them play, because Adrian Peterson was going down a little bit. You know, he had a couple of good runs, but I never seen him get tackled by cornerbacks like that. It's always been defensive linemen, linebackers, but I saw Janoris Jenkins just bring him down easily. So you still have to have him to play, Trent Williams, because, you know, if they don't win this game, then, well, it's over, but it will be officially over, you know?
Yeah, I really think that they're holding him back, though. I don't think they ever let him get into the flow of the game. Even after he busted one for 90 yards last week.
Right.
You know, it was just sparingly used, right? You know, it was like in a situation where you couldn't rely on the quarterback, they put the game in the quarterback's hand and took it out of Adrian Peterson's hands.
And in a way that just didn't make any sense.
No sense whatsoever.
I'm going to say it's news, but in a different way, where if I'm AP or I'm Trent, I will dictate and say, hey, I'm not going to play anymore. Like, I'm not, like, like, especially if you're Trent and you're dealing with all these different injuries, it's like, you know, I'm just going to chill out these next three games. We'll get healthy for next year, and we'll try to make a run at this next year. No one, in the words of Odell Beckham Jr., nobody has to question my heart. Like, you know, if I thought we had a chance, I'd be out there. We don't, okay? So I'm going to rest up. And I'm going to try to get back healthy and be back for next year. Now, here's a bonus question or statement for fake news or not. Fake news or not, the Redskins will re-sign Adrian Peterson to another 1-year or perhaps 2-year deal. Fake news or not.
I'm going to give you a caveat on that. That's
okay.
If he wants to be here.
Oh, okay.
You know, unless he sees he's not in any situation where he can make any demands, and you know, we still got Darius Geis on the shelf. We don't know how that's going to come up. I always thought that that AP would be instrumental in the guy's recovery because he went through a similar circumstance and his work ethic and his rehab method came through well for him. So, you know, it's a sign that you would like to have, but you don't absolutely have to. And I think that that he's done enough this year where that he's going to get some serious offers from other teams.
Wow. Rodney.
You know how when you have a bad hand in spades, and you just have to just throw the whole deck in and mess up, you know, the range and mess everything going up.
Yeah.
I think it's not going to be his choice because I think Redskins might clean house from top to bottom. So I don't know if it might be his choice because just the way Jay at U Press is like, well, okay, well, keep on asking questions. I'm going to be in Oakland next year. That's what it looks like. You know, I don't think it would be his choice because I think they might get rid of the whole staff, maybe except for Doug Williams, because it seemed like it's going to be a disconnect as far as signing Adrian Peterson. Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and sign. Well, and Bruce said, well, I didn't know anything about it. So, you know, so we'll see. We'll see. But I don't think so because they're going to clean house with management and the whole coach staff.
Wouldn't it be ironic if they did something they didn't make any effort to re-sign the comeback player of the year?
right. Like, what in the world is happening here? Bizarro world.
Twilight Zone action here, man. It's so weird.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. Fake news or not here on the Federal Football Report on Federal News Network. Want to take a time to preview the next game for the Redskins coming up. They've got the Jacksonville Jaguars on tap. Man, Kevin, your thoughts on this upcoming game against the Jaguars?
Well, the Jaguars are an interesting team because it seems like they play out of desire and heart. And a lot of talent. There's a number of high draft picks on their team, you know, especially on the defensive side. But it seems like this year they tried to play off of reputation. Now, granted, they had a serious problem.
And a reputation, by the way, that was like, what, just 16 or 17 games old?
Right, exactly. They had a good run last year, right, and went to Pittsburgh and had a good game and all that. But it seemed like that was it. You know?
Right.
And they didn't realize, being as young as they were, that
we still are the Jacksonville Jaguars.
right. You are still in Jacksonville, right? You know, so it's unfortunately for Burgundy and Gold fans, a lot of teams take the opportunity when they play the Burgundy and Gold to heal their wounds. It's almost like taking an acid or something.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You feel a little bad. Play Washington.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Know, you know, so they had quarterback struggles and they went through their second.
Yeah, talk about a team with quarterback struggles.
Yeah. Well, maybe they'll pick up Mark Sanchez next year or something, right?
Yeah, he might be available.
Yeah, I think it's going to be very tough. Depends who starts. I'm thinking they're going to have to start Sanchez, but if they start Sanchez, he doesn't produce. Josh coming off the bench could give him a lift.
I want to ask Kevin this, and then we'll go to Rodney with your thoughts. You know, sometimes it's like if a team doesn't have tape on a quarterback, that we think that he can just come in and maybe provide a spark. Do you think that that's a good enough reason to have Josh Johnson start next week? The fact that they may just not have enough tape on him to be able to, you know, figure anything out.
No, well, you know what? They said one of the few times I was listening to the game that Josh Johnson has played on 13 different teams. So play on 13 teams. They got some tape.
They got some tape. Right. Was one of those teams Jacksonville, actually?
You know what? It could be. I know it was Tampa. I know he started for Tampa
for a little while.
So,
play for the Giants, too.
Oh, wow. So, right. Rodney, what do you think about that?
Does he have a ring? He doesn't have a ring for the Giants, does he?
No, he came afterwards.
Okay. All right.
What do you think about that whole tape thing? Like, do you think it benefits them to start him, seeing how, you know, teams may not have any tape on him from the recent future, or I mean recent past?
Well, the way he played today, they got some tape on him today. Well, it helps benefits, you know, preparation-wise, you know, like, okay, what does he do? What are they running? This sample, the plan of another end. So, I don't know, it's almost like a preseason game. Well, I'm sorry, at the second half. But
that's what it was, man.
Basically,
they probably would have, like, if it was like one of the kids' games, they would call the mercy rule or something like that, right? You know?
Right.
Oh, Lord,
right.
The mercy rule.
sometimes it's the advantages, though, but you always, the eye in the sky never lies.
That's right.
You always want to look at film and see what you do wrong, which can you expect to see to help you prepare for the game.
Right.
Preparation is everything in the NFL.
Well, now it's time to hand out our Stanfield player of the game. Kevin, who's your Stanfield player of the game?
It's got to go to Josh Johnson, man. It has to because he came in and he just said, you know, if we're going down, we're not going down like chumps, right?
Right.
He showed some leadership. He showed a desire to the game was out of reach.
Yeah, absolutely. It was 34 zip when he came in.
Absolutely. But you know what? If it wasn't for that last pick,
you know,
it would have been like the last pick and a couple of onside kicks. You know? He gave him hope.
Yeah.
He gave him hope, you know. And some kind of spark.
I mean,
he gave him a spark, man. You know, a spark, one at a time, warm Stanfields. That's the connection right there. So Josh Johnson is our Stanfields player of the game.
And breaking with normal tradition, Rodney, if you had to give, because we won't give Giants players anything.
Can't
but
do that.
If you were to give a Stanfield player of the game, who would you give it to for the Giants, Rodney?
For the Giants, it has to be Eli Barkley.
Well, yeah, I'm sure they're not going to like share the underwear, but I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying because it was like leadership and production, right? You know, they were solid, man. They were solid. They were solid, but they were too solid. It was like they knew exactly what to do, right? It was like they had the defensive playbook. And stuff they were running, man, they were wide open, right? It wasn't like it was great catches all the time and stuff. They were wide open.
Wide open. Now, sticking with the trends of the holiday season, I just want to do something when we come back. We're going to talk a little bit of Christmas. And I understand, as we're recording this, it's December 9th, but people are getting their Christmas shopping done now. We're going to give you the Federal Football Report's guide to shopping for the football fan in your life, because you may know what you want to get him or her, but it might be different from what they actually want.
Yeah.
They don't want those Eagles slippers. They don't want those Tampa Bay, you know, hand towels. But we'll have more on what to get that football fan coming up next on the next segment of the Federal Football Report.
Say what? It's
just want to drive home the message for those who may still have hope. Because here's the thing, Kevin. We can be like one of these other radio shows and talk about how, well, mathematically, the Redskins still have a shot. And we can do all the other kind of foolishness. It's over, folks. I mean, it's over. Pay attention to Georgetown basketball, although they lost a heartbreaker yesterday to Syracuse. It's time to pay attention to something else here in the Washington, D.C. sports arena. Not the Wizards. You don't pay attention to the Wizards.
Not yet.
At least not yet.
You know, hey,
maybe
you know
the
what?
Caps. I don't know.
You know, I got to get something off my chest, man.
Go ahead.
You know, this Bryce Harper is a free agent. He's sharpened, and the owner, one of the team's owner, or general manager, or president, pretty much came out and said, yeah, I'm pretty sure Bryce is not going to be here after this. Now, they've made Bryce Harper the face of the franchise, pretty much.
Right.
He was the face. And, you know, being the world-renowned reporters that we are, you know, I've had access to the team, right, you know, on the play, you know, not so much as the players, but on the field. When Bryce... He may have been a rookie, or it was his second year. I was on the field for batting practice. I witnessed this with my own two baby brown eyes. I was on the field. He was coming off the field, and a dad gave his son, a little boy couldn't have been any more than 4 years old, gave him a Sharpie and a hat. And he had his little Harper jersey on.
Uh-huh.
And he walked over to the steps of the dugout so Bryce would autograph his hat.
Mm-hmm.
There's only me, this little kid, and Bryce there. Bryce walks by like he doesn't see the little kid. And I've never forgotten that, right?
Wow.
And I tell you, I'm talking about this 4 or 5 years later.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt for years and years. But, you know, people change, right?
People grow up.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen anything to say that that's not the same guy. So, see you later, Bryce.
Oh, so you want Bryce out of here.
I want him gone. Because, you know, that little kid, you know, hopefully he turned out to be a Stephen Strasburg fan or something.
Well, who's the new guy with the Nats called up this year? It was just hitting dynamic. I mean, he was playing very... Juan Soto, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Bob Bryce. Hello, Juan Soto.
Yeah, that's right. Bob Bryce. That's right.
Well, we'll see how that happens.
I don't know how we came up with it.
Yeah, who knows?
We had to talk about something else.
We need to do something else in the D.C. sports scene because the Redskins, basically just 3 more weeks of football in the season. But we'll continue the show. Maybe next week we'll talk about another team, Kevin. I don't know what we'll do. No, we'll still do Bergen and Gold, folks.
We'll finish out the season strong.
Now, before we get to the Christmas stuff, let's do some predictions for next week. Kevin, Jaguars, final score. What happens?
I think think it's going to be 24-23, Burgundy and Gold. Josh Johnson throws for 6 touchdown passes, but they're going to call 3 of them back. but they're going to persevere, right? So 24-23, Burgundy and Gold.
All right, well, there you go. We want to have you call the Redskins game, Rodney. Next week, the Giants play the Titans. What do you got on that?
Titans have a very impressive defense, and then Marcus Mariota is very good, too. So I think it's going to be a close one. I would say 2017 Giants. Could play and ride the momentum on, try to win it out for the rest of the season.
And in keeping with the theme, I'll predict the Redskins game. So I think that the Skins will start out with a little bit of passion, a little bit of fire. I think by the time you get to the first part of the second quarter, that will go away. And they'll lose in a very disappointing way to the Jaguars, something around 19-9 or something ridiculous like that.
Yeah, you know, interestingly, at this point, if the players know, like I know, and I'm sure the agents are telling them, these next few games are opportunity to get something on film.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
mm-hmm.
people, you're only as good as your last game. So people are going to look at some efforts. And there's going to be some decisions made career-wise on a lot of these guys. Like for instance, I'm sure Mason Foster is a great guy, seems to be very intelligent, but there's some physical limitations there that is, you know, teams can't. There was a reason that he wasn't, they got him off the street. And people forget.
Right.
I think he was bagging groceries or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
People forget that. There's
mm-hmm.
a reason that they're available, man. You know, hopefully somebody can get into these guys' heads and tell them, hey, look, you know, this is about you. Now, this isn't about the team anymore. It's about you doing your job and looking the best you can, right? It's not about individual accomplishments or making the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
It's about you doing the best you can.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So Christmas right around the corner. You're probably out shopping for that Christmas.
Wait a minute. Wait, did you give a prediction?
Yeah. I said 19-9.
Did you?
I guess anyone else listening to the show? Or?
I'm still mad about Bryce, man. Okay,
absolutely.
Right.
So, Christmas right around the corner. Folks are probably out shopping. You know, it's Christmas when, you know, Rudolph and Charlie Brown and stuff come up. So I think Frosty the Snowman was on this past weekend, like on CBS on Saturday night.
Yeah.
So, Kevin, someone's out. They're trying to shop for the football lover in their life. What should they get them?
Well, what I would do if they're Burgundy and Gold fans, I'd get them a set of Burgundy and Gold earmuffs. That
right.
way, they can watch the game without hearing it, right? That's the best. Unless it's radio, of course. Then you don't want to do that.
Yeah, you want to do that.
But that's the best way to watch it on TV. Watch it with the sound down. If you listen to the show, you're smart enough. Right, you don't need these people to educate you, right? You know, because you're the educated football mind,
exactly.
Because you're listening to us, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, Rodney, what about you? What would you advise someone to give the football player, the football lover in their life?
The Giants fans.
Giants fans, just give them some Giants glasses for hope in the future.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing: don't overthink things, people. Don't overthink it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Do not get them a tie of their team. You know what I mean? Like a necktie.
Yeah.
Don't get anyone
right.
Redskins or Giants or Cowboys necktie. No. You're better off getting like socks because no one can kind of see that, right? Get the team socks, something like that. Try experiences. You know what I mean? Try an experience. If you can't get, if tickets to a game is too expensive, then maybe, you know, say, hey, next game coming up for the team, I'm going to treat you to, Buffalo Wild Wings or something like that and take you out with your buddies to watch the game. Do an experience or something like that, right?
You know, that is unique. Looking back, the 2012 game.
Just saw a report, by the way. I don't mean to interrupt you, but breaking news. I mean, we break news when it comes down, or if it's not broken, we break it. Alex Smith reportedly will not be ready for 2019. Just saw the headline here.
Man, that's
not fake news.
So that means that they have to reexamine their quarterback situation, right?
Exactly.
You know, so that, wait a minute, I got a little something for Alex Smith here. Where is it? It's right here. Here it is.
Well, these are the breaks. Break it up, break it up, break it up, break down.
Yeah, it's a tribute fitting. But yeah, talk about the experience, man. In 2012, and the pivotal game, the last game of the season, the one that they...
beat Dallas.
Yeah. My wife and I had a free stay in Atlantic City for New Year's. And that was the day before New Year's Eve of was it 2012, I guess it would be. Uh-huh. And I never watched a game at a sports bar before.
Nice.
I'd never done that. Mm-hmm. And so, you know... and surprisingly, they have those in Atlantic City.
You know? Plenty of them, I'm sure.
And it was a great experience to be there watching on a huge screen with all, there were Cowboys fans there, with Dallas fans, but it was cordial.
Right. Absolutely.
It was really, really a lot of fun.
Yeah,
really,
you know, it's funny because I haven't had a bad experience at a sports bar ever.
Really?
You know, I go to these places, I mean, and you see them on sometimes on the news and things get out of control.
Yeah, yeah.
I've always been around nice, cordial kind of people when I go. And, you know, you're cheering for your team and others are cheering against your team and things like that. And it's always been just kind of fun. So, yeah, I would say go for an experience. You don't have to necessarily get a gift, more so than kind of share an experience.
Right, right.
See how that all goes. So anyway, yeah, we've got the Redskins losing 40-16 at home. I think it was at home. At least it was at FedEx Field. I don't know how much of a home field advantage it was. 40-16. As the theme has been all day, it's pretty much over. But we're not going to finish until the season's out. I think we're going to go straight through the Super Bowl, right, Kevin?
We should because the people need it.
Yeah, we'll
people
go straight. Unless Dallas makes it to the Super Bowl, then maybe we'll stop early.
Yeah,
right?
We'll go to the Wizards or something.
Yeah, there you go. Well, it's the Federal Football Report on Federal News Network. We'll still do the show next week, but it's over, folks.
We got to thank Rodney for being here.
Thank you, Rodney, so much. Although I'm sure this wasn't a hard thing to do. It's over, folks.
All right.
We'll talk to you next week.